Well, it's Monday morning. I hope you had a nice weekend. If you were somehow able to avoid all the news, which none of us were, but I hope you still had the best weekend you possibly could. Cranes Detroit Business, cranesdetroit.com, joins us every Monday morning right at this time, including Kelly Root, Cranes Detroit Business Executive Editor. It was a very tough weekend, Kelly, news-wise and otherwise, I'm sure, for all of you at Cranes as well.
Boy, it sure was. It sure was. Wish we could avoid the news sometimes, but certainly can't this weekend.
We cannot. It is unavoidable, unfortunately. In the news, we continue to watch what's happening in Ukraine. And for those people who thought we were really punishing Russia by not giving them goods and services, unfortunately, that is not necessarily true here in Michigan.
That's true. Our manufacturing reporter, Kurt Nagel, has a story up right now about how at least a half dozen Michigan-based companies are still kind of quietly keeping the lights on in Russia, despite pressure for, companies to withdraw. There are varied reasons for this. We've talked to some of these companies. Others have not said anything, which is kind of not surprising that they don't want to talk about it. But the pressure is growing. Kelly Services announced last week that it plans to exit Russia. They've got about 8,400 employees there. They've done a review on the environment there and input from their board of directors. So they're pulling out, but other companies are still there, including Whirlpool. The CEO has said the company is just keeping its lights on and that they're not importing goods from their European sites into Russia, but they are maintaining a very low level of production. They said it's probably not sustainable over time. Kellogg is continuing production of what it calls staple foods in Russia, including cereal and biscuits. They say they've discontinued investment in exports to the country, and Dow, which is based in Midland, has significantly reduced operations there, but they're still operating. And we talked to a management professor from U of M who was born in the Ukraine, and he basically said that this is just going to become tougher and tougher for companies to justify as the war grinds on. He says that we're entering a world where employees, investors, and larger communities are asking companies to take a stance on these issues. But it's tough because these companies, they don't want to have their assets seized and nationalized, which is one of the main reasons they're resisting pressure to leave. So,
yeah, it's a tough situation. I liken it to everything we've done as a country to, say, Cuba and embargoes and such. But when you go there, I guess we can't, again, back and forth, it's okay to go, it's not okay to go, it's okay to go. We're not okay to go. But you would see that it was the people on the street that had nothing to do with what our problems are with Cuba that would suffer. Mm-hmm. And I suspect you can look at this situation the same way. I don't believe, although who'll ever know because it's Russia, but I don't believe the average person, from everything we can tell, on the streets of Russia, think that their leader, Putin, isn't a bit crazy and isn't wrong in doing what he's doing. And yet, we're not going to hurt him. I mean, there's some pain with his rich friends, the oligarchs, and himself. You take away his $700 million yacht, and there's pain, but it's a different kind of pain than the people of Russia are suffering.
Right. That's what Kellogg's making cereal and biscuits, and they're saying that there's a need for that stuff.
Yeah, I see that they can, in their minds, justify why punish the people of Russia with these basic foodstuffs. On the other hand, the justification for remaining grows weaker as this war continues, as far as I can see.
Yep.
All right. One bad story to another. I promise that the whole day is negative stories, but if you happen to be in the mortgage business and we happen to be the mortgage capital of the world, it's not so good for that business either.
Well, it's not bad. It's cyclical ups and downs. I mean, we all know that interest rates rise and fall, and the current 30-year fixed mortgage rate is now at 5.3%, which is at its highest in more than a decade. It was up from about 3% at the beginning of the year, and that's having an effect on the mortgage business. And our reporter Nick Manis reported that the guidance for these companies, Rocket and United Wholesale Mortgage, came out, and they are forecasting mortgage loan originations and gain on sale margins, which is a key measure of their profitability, are likely to suffer further declines in the second quarter. They've taken steps to reduce headcount. Rocket has, you probably saw that prompted Matt Ishbia from UWM to kind of fire back and say that we don't have to, we're not going to be laying off folks. And there was kind of a squabbling on social media between the two. The home market and the houses are still selling and there's high demand. So it's not slowing down, doesn't appear to be slowing down, sales in any significant way. But mortgage rates are making people a little bit, it's harder to afford a mortgage. And when that happens, then, the companies, their business suffers a bit.
Absolutely.
But they're saying it'll pick back up. We'll see.
Renaissance Center losing another tenant, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. We've got a personal story about in vitro fertilization and all the different questions. Get it all at Cranes Detroit Business, cranesdetroit.com. Kelly Root, executive editor. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thanks, Paul W. Have a great week.